Right, I'd like to bring in the expert opinion of TV3's finest and a Dubhub regular, Senan Connell. Senan, how do you think the Kerry Donegal game will go?
Well, first of all, I'm not even reading that, Paul. First of all, after 2 days of Jay and the Galway races, I'll be doing well to string a sentence together. Not only did I come back without an arse in my pocket, I can hardly talk. And while we're at it, you were talking about Alan Brogan earlier on, and I actually nearly brought Dublin football in a different direction, because I brought Alan training for 4 years, and the first year I was saying, this fella's going to get my spot. So Alan would say, do you want to go kick a few balls? I'd say, yeah, we're probably better off going for a point. And on the way home from training, every boozer was, Alan, we go in here. Nah, 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 Sen. What about this one? Nah, nah, nah. Just drop me home, will you?
So then you start bringing me to training.
And Paul Curran brought me training, so I'd say nothing.
Sen, I would have loved to lift off you.
we wouldn't have lasted to put it that way.
Page actually, for a lift.
Speaking of Mortimer and statements, my ma actually released a statement when I was worried, saying, will you take him back because he's eating me out of house and home here. I used to enjoy the old feed after training. She'd nothing in her gaff for about 3 weeks. On a serious note, I'm looking forward to this for the simple reason. I think in the last 2 years, Dublin star playing their best football from now. When you look at Armagh 2 years ago, Tyrone last year, I think Dublin sort of skipped their way through the provincial games, and it's from now on when they know that they're in the heat of battle, if they lose they're out, that they start playing well. And I'm looking forward to that. You know, I think Dublin play this. They have a lovely slick combination play. They're very good defensively. They have a great finishing touch up front. And I think with the two Brogans, we have the two probably best forwards in the country. I know collectively Kerry are probably the most potent forward line, but we're still such a serious team. And McNulty, and I played with McNulty, and he's absolutely no crack.
There was one night.
Imagine going out with him and McGeaney. Yeah,
like, we played, myself and Jason played with both of them. And Jason did his best to get a bit of crack out of him. Anyway, he did his best to say nothing. No, but seriously, no. Go on, Jason.
I did ask you about the Kerry match. It just shows you the Galway races has taken its toll on you.
I just wanted to. I could chew the other three games down in a minute. But anyway, yeah. Getting back to the Kerry match, McNulty has brought them on a different look. They're back here at their four games in the trot. There was a county board meeting back in May. I think Mayor went along for a bet.
Kerry, Senan. Kerry.
Yeah, but hang on a minute, Paul. They wanted him out, and he's still there.
He's turned it around, in fairness to him.
I was on the phone to Darrell. I actually was on the phone to Darrell O'Shea a couple of minutes, trying to get a bit of information out of him to see if I could throw €50 on Kerry, but he wasn't giving too much away. He claims he doesn't know Mark and Tomas. He never heard of them. That's probably the truth. But I know Kerry are a serious side. Look, I fancy Donegal. I honestly do. I think after 50 minutes, they're going to wear Kerry.